Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Understanding that you know, it's Christ in you, that God is on the inside of you. You know, Corinthians says that he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. That word there in the Greek, it actually means of the same substance. To realize that the Holy Spirit is indwelling in you and that we have been given, past tense, have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness, Peter says, that we have been created in true righteousness and true holiness. So once again, the Christian life is not about trying to get more and more. It's really learning how to activate what God gave you the first day you accepted Jesus and you received the Holy Spirit. And the way that that's properly activated is, once again, back to Matthew 6:33, is this issue of order. That order is so powerful, and I could get into a lot of things biblically about that, but just understanding how God is a God of order, and that God first, when order is restored, blessing is released. You don't have to try for it. You don't have to earn for it. You don't have to work for it. It just happens. It's a byproduct, and that's a beautiful, beautiful blessing of the Holy Spirit being on the inside of us.
We just have about a minute before we'd have to take a break, but I would love for you to say a word, and we can pick it up on the other side. But, you know, so you've got a new family, a new life, and a new freedom. And explain about the true possibility of freedom because of Christ in us. We don't have to live in constant reaction and bondage to our old sins and our old stuff.
It's, you know, understanding that, you know, your position in God's family, it's permanent. All of your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. And so now that frees you up so that you can change, so that you can overcome. And I always like to say that, you know, there's that scripture where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And so when God is first, and now the Holy Spirit has free reign in our lives, liberty is a byproduct. And even though we have some unhealthy things that we have to work through, once again, think about it from this. We all pick up these unhealthy patterns. The Bible's word for that is iniquity. These are unhealthy, they sinful patterns or wrong ways of thinking that we get mostly from our upbringing, from our natural families. It's those unhealthy patterns. And so as we adopt God's healthy patterns, his righteousness, seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, through the grace of God, God replaces our unhealthy patterns with his healthy patterns, and all of a sudden we get to walk in freedom.